All right, picture this. You are deep into a round of Counter-Strike 2. It's match point.
Okay.
You're holding an angle, staring at a gap between two crates that is literally, and I mean literally, a single pixel wide. Your palms are sweating. Your heart rate is probably legally dangerous. You know an enemy is behind that wall.
The pressure cooker scenario, I know it well.
Exactly. And then the peak happens. A flash of movement. We're talking fractions of a second here.
Right.
The difference between you clicking your mouse and that pixel registering a headshot is the difference between glory and, well, a gray screen. And today, we are looking at a piece of hardware that claims it can buy you that time.
It claims to buy you time, yes, but the cost. Well, the cost is interesting, and I don't just mean the money.
Right. We're talking about the Alienware AW2526HL. It launched on February 12, 2026. And the headline spec is a number that just, it sounds fake. It sounds like a typo on a spec sheet.
It does. When I first saw the press release, I actually had to double check the email. 540 hertz.
540 times a second?
Oh.
Most people are still gaming on 60 hertz. Pros have been on 240, maybe 360 for a few years. It's ludicrous speed. It's baseball's level speed.
Ugh.
But here's my issue. Right out of the gate, I looked at the price, $649, and then I looked at the resolution.
Ah, yes. I know exactly where you're going with this.
It's 1080p. We are in the year 2026. My phone has a higher resolution than this. My watch practically has a higher resolution. Why are we spending nearly $700 for full HD? It just feels like we're moving backward.
It feels that way, but you have to look at the physics of the cable itself. Think of a DisplayPort cable like a fire hose.
Okay.
You want to push water, or in this case, pixels, through that hose. You can either push a huge volume of water slowly, or you can push a small stream of water incredibly fast. You can't really do both.
The hose helps, but surely we have better cables by now.
We do, but not typically on monitors this specific. We're dealing with bandwidth limits. So to push 1920 by 1080 pixels, 540 times every single second, plus color data, you're hitting about 26.7 gigabits per second of raw data.
Okay, give me some context for that. What can the cable actually handle?
The standard DisplayPort 1.4 connector, it tops out at roughly 32.4 gigabits. So at 1080p, we're using, what, nearly 85% of the pipe just to get the image to the screen?
Wow.
If Alienware had tried to make this 1440p, the data rate would basically double. The pipe would burst, so to speak. The screen would just go black.
So we are literally trading clarity for speed. It's a purposeful downgrade in visuals just to get maximum velocity.
Precisely. And for the target audience, you know, the esports pros, they actually prefer 1080p. They don't want 4K. They don't want to see the individual cores on a character's face. They want the highest possible frame rate to track movement.
Right.
It's function over form in the most extreme sense.
It's like stripping the seats out of a race car to save weight. It's ugly, but it goes faster.
That is the perfect analogy. And to facilitate that speed, they are using this fast IPS technology. Historically, gamers had to choose. You either got a TN panel, which was super fast, but looked, you know, washed out in gray.
Or an IPS panel.
Or an IPS panel, which had great colors, but was slow.
And the viewing angles on those old TNs were terrible. If you just slumped in your chair, the whole screen turned yellow.
Exactly. So this monitor, it claims to bridge that gap. It has the color accuracy of IPS, but with a 0.5 millisecond gray-to-gray response time.
Okay, we need to pause on that. Response time versus refresh rate. I feel like marketing teams use these interchangeably just to confuse people.
They absolutely do. So refresh rate is how many pictures the screen draws per second. That's the 540 hertz part.
Got it.
Response time is how long it takes a single pixel on the screen to change from one color to another.
So one is the frame rate of the whole screen. The other is the shifting speed of a single pixel.
Correct. And this is crucial because of something called ghosting. If your refresh rate is 540 hertz, the screen is asking the pixels to change incredibly fast. If the pixel physics can't keep up, if the response time is too slow, the previous image is still fading out while the new one is appearing.
And you get that smear, like when you wave your hand in front of your face really fast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. At 540 hertz, that window to change colors is microscopic. If you didn't have that 0.5 meters response time, the image would just look like a blurry mess. You wouldn't see the benefit of the speed because the pixels would be, well, tripping over themselves.
So the hardware is pushing the absolute limits of what a cable can carry and what liquid crystals can physically do.
Yeah.
But now we have to talk about the wetware, the person sitting in the chair.
Right.
Because I've heard the argument a million times. The human eye can only see 60 frames per second.
The oldest myth in gaming, it just won't die.
Right. But there has to be a limit. If I'm looking at a 540 hertz monitor, Is my brain actually registering those extra frames, or am I just staring at expensive light flickering too fast for me to even care?
It's a complex question because seeing isn't just one thing. If I flash a light 540 times a second, can you count the flashes? No, of course not. You'll just see a steady beam of light.
Right.
But gaming isn't about counting flashes. It's about tracking motion.
So it's not about the static image. It's about the movement between the frames.
Exactly. There's a concept called persistence of vision, or more accurately, sample and hold blur. On a normal 60 hertz screen, the image stays on the screen for about 16 milliseconds before the next one replaces it.
Okay.
If your eyes are moving across the screen to track an enemy, your brain smears that image because it's just sitting there too long.
Like taking a photo of a moving car with a slow shutter speed.
Perfect analogy. Now, at 540 hertz, that image is only on screen for roughly 1.8 milliseconds. It updates so fast that the smear is almost entirely gone. So when pros say they see the difference, they aren't seeing individual frames. They are seeing the clarity of the motion.
That makes sense. But is that clarity actually useful? We have this MIT study in the notes from 2014 that says the brain can identify an image in just 13 milliseconds.
That's the baseline. That's roughly 77 frames per second, just to say, hey, that's a picture of a cat. But for detecting change, like a single pixel moving, the eye is incredibly sensitive. Under high contrast, we can detect flickers up to 1,000 hertz.
1,000 hertz. So 540 isn't even the ceiling.
Biologically, no. We haven't hit the hard cap of the retina yet. But, and this is the big but, we are hitting the cap of perception.
The difference between I can physically see this and this actually helps me play the game.
Right. It's the law of diminishing returns hitting us like a truck. And the pro gamers are starting to realize it. It's becoming less about visual information and more about, well, feeling.
Proprioception.
Yes, the connection between your hand and the screen. When the lag is this low, the mouse stops feeling like a remote control and starts feeling like an extension of your arm. But is that feeling worth $650? That's the real debate.
I want to drill down into the numbers here, because feeling is subjective, but math is math. So let's walk through the timeline of gaming evolution to see what we're actually gaining. Back in the day, we were all on 60 hertz monitors.
Right. At 60 hertz, a new frame appears every 16.67 milliseconds. That is your baseline delay. You move your mouse, you wait 16 milliseconds to see it happen.
Then we had the first big revolution, 144 hertz.
That was a massive jump. The delay dropped to 6.94 milliseconds. That is a reduction of nearly 10 milliseconds.
Which is huge.
In human reaction time terms, that is an eternity. It was 140% improvement.
Everyone felt that. I remember switching to 144 hertz and feeling like I had superpowers. Then came 240 hertz, the current standard for most pros.
And the delay dropped to 4.17 milliseconds. Still a noticeable improvement, but you can see the gap is closing. Then 360 hertz brought it to 2.78 milliseconds.
And now, the Alienware AW2526HL at 540 hertz. What is the number?
1.85 milliseconds.
So wait, let's look at the delta here. We went from 360 hertz to 540 hertz, which is a huge number, jump on the box. But the actual time saved is what?
The difference between 360 hertz and 540 hertz is a reduction of only 0.93 milliseconds.
Less than 1 millisecond.
Less than one single millisecond.
That really puts it in perspective. We went from saving 10 meters in the early days to saving less than 1 meter now.
Exactly. The jump from 60 to 144 was 140% improvement in latency. The jump from 360 to 540 is only a 33% improvement. The curve is flattening out. We're fighting for scraps of time now.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second. In the Olympics, the difference between gold and silver in the 100-meter dash is often less than a tenth of a second. In esports, isn't a scrap of time the whole point? If I shoot 0.93 milliseconds faster than you, I win $1 million.
In theory, yes. That is the marketing pitch. Buy this monitor, get a 1 millisecond advantage. But does that actually translate to reality? Or is it just placebo?
Well, let's look at the human testing. Alienware didn't just release this in a vacuum. They gave to pros in Counter-Strike 2, Valorant, and Apex Legends. So what was the verdict from the people who actually play for a living?
It was mixed. The consensus seems to be slightly smoother, but nobody was calling it a revolution.
There's that quote from a player on FaZe Clan.
Yes, he noted that he could feel the difference, but he immediately questioned the price tag. He asked if that feeling was worth $649, and that's a very valid question.
Interestingly, the Apex Legends players seem to like it a bit more.
They did. Apex is a game with very fast, erratic movement and a lot of close quarters tracking. In those chaotic moments, that extra smoothness seemed to help with tracking targets. But here is the most damning piece of evidence, in my opinion. A specialized media outlet conducted a blind test.
Oh, I love blind tests. Removes all the bias. How did they set it up?
They were very thorough. They took 20 professional gamers, these are the elite, the top 1%, and sat them down. They covered the bezels in the stand so nobody could identify the brand. They used the exact same PC for both monitors.
Got it.
One was 360 hertz, the other was the 540 hertz Alienware.
So purely a visual test. Play this, then play that, which is faster.
Exactly.
And the results.
Only 12 out of the 20 got it right.
12 out of 20.
That's 60%.
60%. That is barely better than flipping a coin.
It's statistically significant, but just barely. If the difference were obvious, we would expect 90% or 100%. A 60% success rate among professionals, people whose eyes are trained to see pixels move, tells us that the difference exists, but it is right on the very edge of human perception. It is extremely subtle.
So for almost half of those pros, they literally could not tell the difference between the old tech and the new record-breaking tech. That's a tough sell for $650.
It is. And the cost isn't just the $650 for the monitor. This is the part people forget. There is a hidden cost here that I think is going to ruin some people's day.
The hidden price tag.
I'm imagining a listener right now.
Yeah.
They buy this monitor. They unbox it. It smells like fresh electronics. They plug it into their three-year-old gaming PC, boot up Counter-Strike, and nothing changes.
Or worse, it looks terrible because they're getting screen tearing.
Here is the reality check. A 540 hertz monitor is basically a paperweight unless your computer can actually generate 540 frames per second.
And that is incredibly hard to do. I mean, even running Cyberpunk at 540 FPS is impossible.
Oh, forget Cyberpunk. Even running Counter-Strike 2 or Apex Legends at a stable 540 FPS is incredibly difficult. People usually think, oh, I need a better graphics card.
Right.
They go out and buy an NVIDIA RTX 4080, and sure, that helps. But at 1080p, at these frame rates, the graphics card isn't usually the problem.
It's the CPU, the brain of the computer.
It is. Think of the CPU as the manager and the GPU as the artist. The manager has to tell the artist what to draw. At 4K resolution, the artist takes a long time to paint the picture so the manager can relax.
Yeah.
But at 1080p 540 hertz, the artist is painting instantly. The manager has to scream instructions 540 times a second.
The manager is hyperventilating.
Exactly. If the CPU can't keep up, the GPU just sits there idle. To run Apex Legends or CS2 at a stable 540 FPS, you don't just need a good processor. You need the absolute top-tier silicon. We're talking Intel Core i9-14900K or the AMD Ryzen 9 7950X3D.
I've heard about those AMD chips, the 3D ones. Why are they so specific to this kind of task?
It's the L3 cache. Without getting too bogged down in chip architecture, imagine the cache is the CPU's short-term memory. The X3D chips stack that memory vertically, which gives the processor this massive pool of data it can access instantly.
Okay.
For high-refresh gaming, that cache is magic. It prevents those micro-stutters that can kill the experience.
So if you don't have that specific class of CPU, you are bottlenecking your brand new monitor.
You are driving a Ferrari engine in a Honda Civic. You're paying for 540 hertz, but your system is only giving you 300.
So the entry price isn't $650. It's $650 plus a $3,000 computer rebuild.
Pretty much. And that narrows the audience from enthusiasts to people with disposable income and a very specific obsession, although there is a silver lining.
Please tell me there's some good news here.
The monitor supports G-Sync and FreeSync. So if your computer dips to, say, 350 FPS or 400 FPS, the monitor will adjust its refresh rate to match. It will still be smoother than a monitor capped at 240 hertz. You don't have to hit 540 to get some benefit, but to get the full benefit, you need a Meister rig.
So let's talk about the competition. Because $649 is a lot of money for a 24-inch 1080p screen. How does it stack up against the other big players?
Well, you have the Asus ROG Swift and the BenQ Zowie. Those are really the main rivals. The Asus ROG Swift PG259QNR is a 360 hertz monitor, and it costs around $599.
Wait, so the Alienware is only $50 more than the Asus?
That's the interesting part. For just $50 extra, you are getting a 50% jump in refresh rate from 360 to 540. In that context, the Alienware is actually priced fairly aggressively.
Well, that seems intentional. Like, they're trying to kill the 360 hertz market.
They absolutely are. They are saying, why buy buy 360 when 540 is basically the same price? It's a smart move. And then you have the BenQ Zeri XL2566K, which is about $549.
And BenQ has always been the esports standard.
They have. But the BenQ uses a TN panel. Remember, we talked about that earlier. It's fast, but the colors are lackluster. The Alienware gives you the speed plus the better colors of IPS. So strictly looking at the specs to price ratio, the Alienware is arguably the best deal of the bunch if and only if you care about that refresh rate number.
Okay, so let's break this down. Who is this actually for? We have, say, three categories of people listening. Let's start with the casual gamer. The person who plays some Call of Duty, maybe some Elden Ring, watches some Netflix, does some Excel spreadsheets for work.
Hard no. Do not buy this.
It was decisive. Not even a maybe.
Not even a maybe. It's a bad investment for a casual user. You are stuck with 1080p resolution. Have you tried reading text on a 24-inch 1080p screen lately? It looks grainy.
Yeah, you can see the pixels.
You can't use the speed for movies because movies are 24fps. You are so much better off buying a Samsung Odyssey G7 or something similar. Get a 1440p or 4K screen. It will look beautiful, and 144Hz is plenty fast for having fun.
Okay, category two. The aspiring competitor. The person who plays ranked every night, maybe wants to stream, takes it seriously, but isn't signed to a team.
This is the gray area. If you already have a 360Hz monitor, upgrading to this probably won't change your rank. It's not a magic wand. You won't suddenly become a global elite in Counter-Strike because you spent $600.
Right.
But if you are building a new rig from scratch and you have the budget, that extra $50 over the Asus might be worth it just for future-proofing.
And finally, category three, the pro, the top 1%.
For them, yes. Absolutely. If gaming pays your rent, then that 0.93 millisecond reduction is a business expense. Even if it's barely perceptible, if it gives you a 1% edge in a tournament with a $1 million prize pool, you take it.
Sure.
It's like a sprinter buying lighter shoes. It might only save 0.01 seconds, but that's the difference between gold and silver.
So let's summarize the pros and cons then.
Pros. It holds the world record for speed. It has fast IPS colors, so it doesn't look ugly. It has a great 0.5 meters response time that basically eliminates motion blur.
Okay, and the cons?
Cons. It's only 1080p. The HDR is mediocre at best. It requires a NASA-level computer to run properly. And most importantly, the law of diminishing returns means you are paying for a difference that is almost invisible.
So what does this all mean for the future? We have this Alienware monitor sitting here as a technical marvel. It pushes the boundaries of physics with the cable bandwidth and biology with our eyes.
It really does. It is an engineering triumph, but a practical niche.
Here is where I want to leave the listener with something to think about. We seem to be hitting a wall. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel for milliseconds. 540Hz is here, and pros can barely tell the difference from 360Hz.
It raises a fascinating possibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are we approaching the biological hard cap of human processing? If 540Hz is barely noticeable, have we officially reached the end of the refresh rate wars? It feels like we are reaching the end of the road for raw speed.
I think we are. We are approaching the point where the hardware is faster than the human operating it.
And if speed is no longer the bottleneck because our brains literally cannot keep up, what is the next frontier for gaming immersion? Is it neural interfaces? Is it volumetric displays? Because it really seems like the era of just make it faster might finally be over.
That is the billion-dollar question. And the answer is probably something we haven't even thought of yet.
Thanks for diving in with us today. We'll catch you on the next one.